Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let me know. When there's a taste test, let me know. Because everybody that tasted it, we'll get Ned on the phone.
Oh, you mean
right
your family
now.
Members?
Let's get Ned on.
That don't want a bad night
let's
at home if they
on.
Say your brisket
hey, here's
sucks.
An idea. John, call Manny, get Foddy on from the floor guys who are fixing my floor. Now I got a company
yeah,
on the floor.
Well, he doesn't want. He,
have Foddy
call. He don't want you hitting him with a lawsuit,
have
too.
Have Foddy call.
Okay.
Have him call and see. Right. Have him and Ricky call.
You set a precedent with your floor guys. I don't think upset. Anyone wants any trouble with you. So, of course, they're going to say they like
Foddy,
the brisket.
Foddy,
nobody
Ricky,
wants any.
Foddy, Ricky, he, Ned,
he's
Chris.
He's suing.
Have them all call.
He's suing this guy and that guy.
It's a picture. It's a picture.
Dirty bitches.
Whoa.
F to H, dirty bitches.
No, you don't have to drop it. You don't have to drop it. You don't have to dump it. Don't dump it. Don't dump those dirty
Somebody
bitches.
Somebody just wishes you had this.
That's right.
I wasn't dumping it. I was looking for that.
Even Mason ate it, and he doesn't pretend either.
Look, Twitter
yeah, Mason
is.
Is even my son Mason is.
I'm glad you were busy in the last segment working, Dell. You've been pulling this. Oh. You've been going after this for a while. I saw you over there working away on your little editing computer.
Yeah, Dell, you know what else is? We got Art sent the Brad Ausmus where he threw the shoe. Threw the shoe. You got to play that, too. Play the hits, Dell. Play the hits.
That's just a video, I think.
But
you can hear the shoe.
You can hear.
You can't hear the shoe.
You can't. No, well, you can hear me laughing.
It goes, and then it bounces back and hits something else.
And I say, he just threw his shoe. Oh, you, I'm telling you, my favorite segment. We went to vacation. I don't know where it was. And my daughter, Steffi, hadn't heard it. And we played it in the car. After we were on vacation somewhere, and I swear it hurt my side. I was laughing so hard at your brisket segment that it's my favorite segment of all time. Of all time. That was just a taste, people, of how mad he was.
So I
people
will say.
Criticized, for those of you who don't know, Lance made a brisket. He put it on Twitter.
I took a picture. I tried to do it with one hand. I tried to cut it with a serrated knife. There's nothing I did that could have been worse.
You couldn't
it
cut
was the
it
worst
because it was
idea.
So burnt and
it.
Terrible
no,
and dry.
No, it wasn't burned.
Terrible and
burned.
Dry.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't dry. I cut on the end with a serrated knife with one hand. And so when I'm doing it, the brisket's moving. It was, and Patrick Fee just reached out. So he goes, I knew you were going to have problems when you posted that. Fee just barbecue. You know, this is really good barbecue guy here. When he saw it, he goes, I knew you were going to have problems. As soon as you
people
that.
Were sending pictures of the Sahara Desert, which is wetter than Lance's
now
brisket.
Now I get pictures of briskets whenever Lincoln Riley, or who was it that has that brisket that's so.
It might have been Lincoln.
I think it was Lincoln who's. It was generationally terrible-looking brisket. It was holy brown. I don't even know how you get a color like that. Not a smoke ring. It was like a mud ring.
Yeah. I mean. Terrible.
Yeah, I guess I was madder then than any time at Jack or maybe even Pooh. I was.
Yeah. No, this brisket was the maddest I've ever seen you.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Pujols was
You
I
couldn't
was really,
control your mouth.
Really
you were
mad.
S the H. Dirty bees.
Yeah, I was.
You were.
I can't believe it. I was mad.
That's bad. I mean, what did Madi think of that segment?
She, oof.
That was 5 years ago.
Although my
not
wife,
even, how long ago was that now?
It was 19.
I mean, it's at least one of my firings ago.
At least one of them.
Wasn't fired, you were let go.
Yeah, this time I was let go. Well, the last time.
So, speaking of Madi, she's less pure. She's a little less puritanical than she has been because she has friends now. But my wife told me yesterday they're reading something, you know, because she homeschools with my wife, and she also goes to this other co-op school. But she they're reading something by either Shakespeare or Dickens or I don't know, something. And in this story, people who have premarital sex, I guess, are arrested. Now, eventually, they can also be beheaded. But I guess Maddie didn't know that part yet, and I don't know if it would have mattered. But my wife's telling me as we're going to bed last night, she goes, oh, yeah. And she said, I think it's great that people get arrested if they have premarital sex. We should have it now. I'm like, oh, my God. Both your parents are in jail.
We'd all be in prison, and there would be no one out.
So I feel like she's getting less puritanical, and then my wife brings that up that she believes people. She'd like to bring that back. She said that was a good law.
Not to ask Maddie about this. Let me ask you two about. Do the Mormons and soaking, is that a gray area as far as going to jail for premarital sex?
Yeah.
I can't speak for the Mormons, but I mean, what guy hasn't tried that tricky move?
But the difference with Mormons, not all of them, they will take the extra step of paying someone to shake the bed. Like, people get paid like an extra.
I don't think everyone does. I think a lot of people do it for fun.
I was watching this one of those viral stand-up videos where people just ask people. So they went to, like, BYU, Idaho.
I've seen it.
And they were asking
students
about soaking. And one girl said, yeah, my friends have paid me to shake the bed. Like, $50 just to shake the bed. Because they're so locked in on what's right and what's wrong according to their religion that we will do that part of it, but we won't move. So we'll pay one of our friends to get the movement going.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's actually a real thing. It's not just
I'm not making it up.
We've seen videos of younger people describing it where they don't – it's basically they're trying to loophole their system of no premarital sex. That's
exactly
what I want to say. You can Google it and look that up. I don't want John to Google gooning, no. So, listen.
Would you
– The Rockets
hold on.
Won.
Yes, I got one more question before we go to some serious stuff. Would you – as a college student, not now, you guys have different lives, obviously. As a college student, would you be someone who got paid to shake the bed? Like, if your buddy said, hey, I don't want to break the rules here, but I'll give you 50 to shake the bed.
So suppose you have to get under the bed and you kick your leg.
Yeah.
Well, how high is that bed going to be? Who can kick?
I don't know.
You know how low the bed is?
Is it a bunk bed? I'm not sure what they're doing.
What are you going to do? Stand there and just lift it from the top and just bang it down?
For $50?
That's heavy.
For $50?
You're that's going to be over.
What's the price, Lance?
What is that? 300 pounds?
I don't care about the physical
of
strain.
Two people?
Hey,
what's the price?
I do a lot worse things in college for $50.
That's true, but I just think it would be harder than you're acting. So maybe I wouldn't do it for free. What's the price? I don't know. Depends on.
Have you seen these videos?
I don't want to say depends on what.
Of these guys who have their wives thrusting for a minute straight?
To prove how tough it is to do that?
Because how hard it is, and she can't even do it for a minute. And he's like, oh, and you wonder why.
Yeah, the viral trend there is.
Wait, what is it?
Women, you know, the thought is, oh, you can't last that long.
Yeah,
what's
you're
wrong
not
with
lasting
you?
Long enough. And the guy goes,
you
okay.
You get tired?
Yeah, watch
and then,
this.
And then they have their wives imitate
yeah,
what they
I,
right.
I have seen that. I have seen that.
And they Ooh, don't know how hard we, they don't know how hard we have it.
You started with the premarital sex.
This is started with the brisket.
How long I got to shake a bed? That's a question too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know what the end goal is for the two people who don't want to break the rules. Is someone supposed to reach a pinnacle or are they just
why else would you?
I don't know. I don't know. Why are they doing that and not actually having sex? I don't know where the line is drawn for Mormons who do that.
Yeah, I don't, but if it's $50, it's $50. So yeah, I'd do it.
Okay, 50.
Yeah, that's your
that's your price. Nothing but lower though.
In college,
of course. In college, we're talking about college. Yes.
Yeah, most every kid in college, of course. Yeah, I'll do whatever. Nah. What up?
I know it's weird that I'm in this room while you two are doing this. But there's 50 in it for me.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I mean, 50 is a lot in college.
That's not considered being a cuck, right?
I mean, it's not your girl.
Unless it's your girl.
Okay.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's weird.
It's a weird creepy thing. Yeah.
But it's not the C word.
can you look away while I'm shaking the bed?
Just to try to catch a loophole. Just to catch a loophole.
All that.
I mean, that is a strong adherence to your faith, though, at least.
No. Is it, though?
Well, because you could just say, wait a minute. You could just say, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to do whatever I want. Instead, you're saying, you know what?
Give me a loophole.
This is a loophole. I'm exploiting a loophole. You can't get arrested for a tax loophole, but you can if you intentionally do it.
Kind of break my brain. So what's worse in the Mormon faith, to not have premarital sex but include another person in your avoidance of premarital sex, or just to have the premarital sex with two people?
No, the worst thing is cheering for cheering for somebody who's been injured as they get up and they're better during a jazz game. That's the worst thing you can do in that faith.
That's true. Yeah.
If somebody has been badly injured and they get up and they're okay and you clap, that's the worst thing, and then premarital sex.
Yeah. Right. All right. Hey, Pump It Up is coming up. Five Star's coming up next.
Yep.
And then Pump It Up. And you'd better be here, because, wait, you showed up last week for Pump It Up, and what happened? Texans win.
W.
You show up this week, what's going to happen? Texans win. But if you don't show up and the Texans lose, then how are you going to sleep at night? How are you going to live with yourself?
There's a couple things we got to combat. We still don't have confirmation that Gilbert got a stake, so maybe that should make you guys – come with more enthusiasm, because we're not sure. So we're going to need double the effort.
That's right.
Because we can't just rely on the thought that Gilbert got a stake. You guys got to come through.
And by the way, this is the most daunting task this organization has ever faced. A Chiefs divisional round game. Okay? This is not something that we can take light. Oh, don't worry. It'll all work itself. No. We've got to put maximum effort into it.
Yeah.
Maximum effort is what it's going to take.
There's no half measures.
No.
No half measures on a
Chiefs.
Pump up. No, not
to
for
beat
a
the
Chiefs. Chiefs, what'd you say, Dell? The weather's going to be feels like 10?
Yeah. I was asking Lance, does God want the Texans to win? Because all week has been in the 40s. It's going to drop by over 20 degrees tomorrow.
Well, what are you going to say?
The feels like temperature is 10 degrees.
What if Pat Mahomes gets, what's it called? Not gangrene, but when you're frostbite. What if Pat Mahomes gets frostbite?
Well, he played in worse temperatures in the wild card round last year and didn't get frostbite.
What if he forgets to put two pairs of socks on?
Well, then maybe we got a chance. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe God works in mysterious ways.
This
could work in our favor.
Dream Shake asks this. The part you guys were discussing with the Mormons, Josh are trying to figure out?
No.
Five Star, up
Josh
next.
Josh Christopher's not even here anymore, okay?
That man live in peace.
Jalen's got eight games in January where he's the best player in basketball.
All NBA. MVP now. Can we forget the video?
MVP caliber.
Can you
in
forget
January.
It, John?
Yeah.
Will you ever forget it?
I'll never forget it, actually.
Who
something
leaked
I
that?
Can't
Who was
unsee?
The terrible person that leaked that?
No, I don't know, but Nate Williams. I wish I'd never seen it.
Who?
Nate Williams.
Nah.
Nate Williams did?
Yeah, they're third string guard who's currently on the roster.
We got a break because we got Five Star.
No, he didn't. I'm joking.
Okay.
Five Star is going to give you winners next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Where you take them? How about taking them to the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles? You can go to the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles legally, drive there 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, play all the winners that Five Star gives you next, and collect your money. Okay, listen, I don't know if it's too late for you to be watching the playoff games at the DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm not sure, but I do know that you should make your reservations now if you want to go watch the Super Bowl, if you want to watch the NCAA tournament. I mean, whatever it is that you want to see. The first round of the NCAA tournament at the Sportsbook is fantastic. First two rounds, unbelievable. So if you're looking for action, you're looking for fun, it's the place to go. It's the best sports book. It's as good as any Vegas sports book. It's just that good. So you got that. You got the pool. You got golf. You got poker. You got casino. You got restaurants. You've got hotel. Beautiful hotel. It feels, I think, you know, we go there all the time, and it feels like it's still new. Honestly. The rooms are fantastic, okay? So you're looking for a great place to go. It's not an 8-hour trip like it is to Vegas. It's literally an 8-hour trip from door to door. Literally. 2 hours and 15 minutes is all it takes to get to Lake Charles. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make your reservation and hang out at the DraftKings Sportsbook at GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back at Five Star in Vegas. Joining us now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to give us winners. And it's already started. I'm not sure if there are live wagers available, but who did you have in the Cabo Cup this year, Five Star?
Do you know what the Cabo Cup is, Five Star?
I have no idea. Good morning, guys. I don't know. Please, John, tell me, what's the Cabo Cup?
I should have asked Hatchet Man.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he has something on it. The Cabo Cup is Team Traber, eight players against Team Schumacher here in Cabo. All right,
tell
yesterday.
Tell him what it is, John.
Yesterday, it's our boys. Yesterday, Team Traber took an 8-4 lead, okay, with 12 points available yesterday, 12 points available today, 16 points. Or no, excuse me. There's eight matches, 24 points available on Saturday. It's huge. It's huge. And I just was wondering, you know, which side you were on, but obviously you're not a golf guy.
Look, hold on, Five Star, hold on.
What?
Here's what it is. It's like 16 white guys go to a huge house, and they all stay in this multi-million-dollar house on a hill in Cabo. They dress up. They play dress up together, and then they pretend like it's Ryder Cup while getting obnoxiously drunk. And my guess is having good food too.
Oh,
that's really
excellent.
What it is.
Yeah,
that's what
I
it
didn't
is.
Know. John made the trip. Now that you know about, I didn't know it was called a Cabo Bowl, but I knew you guys were going out there. I didn't know you were going
there,
but
Cabo Cup.
Have a good time.
John does it every year, and he acts like it's the most important thing in the world.
Everybody's talking about it, and yet, and here we are. But you're not a golf guy, and I can't blame you. You got to concentrate on football. I get it. But, you know, this is – I was just wondering. I'm sure you took Team Traber because that's the team I'm on, and we got an 8-4 lead, which we never have. So that's just – it just doesn't get any bigger.
Are you and my boy on the same team, John?
Who? No. Justin? No, we're on opposing teams.
We're on opposing teams.
Yeah. Okay. So he's falling way behind, and I don't think he can make it up. But we'll see this weekend. We can't be cocky. We can't be cocky about it with the lead. There's still so much to go here. So Five Star is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and we're going to get out winners. And Five Star, You're going with the dogs as opposed to the favorites are paying off, but you're still trying to fight the system.
Man, I got to stay with what's always worked for me in betting sports for almost two decades, and I live a pretty good life from doing it. So I'm not going to change my system just because we have some, you know, things to change in the system. I do this for the underground and underdogs forever, and anyone who's a real sports bettor knows that if I'm getting double-digit points in the playoffs, I'm taking them. I don't care. I'm going to start off 10-0 in the playoff games, man. We'll start with the Detroit game first, and then we'll get to the Texans. With Detroit, how can you not trust Dan Quinn? Everywhere Dan Quinn has went, he's been successful. Whether you want to go back to him being a defensive coordinator for the Seahawks, and they have the Legion of Boom, which he created, and they won the Super Bowl. Then he goes to Atlanta. A lot of people forget was an extremely successful coach at Atlanta. Only thing people remember is the 28-3, but he helped Matt Ryan win the MVP. They were a dominant team. He has a team very similar to that Atlanta team right now with Washington, where he has a strong offense, but his defensive skills are allowing the team to stay in games and play a lot better than they should with a lot of no-name guys on defense. But the one name that he does have is Bobby Wagner, really knows how to run his defense, and he's a coach on the field for Dan Quinn. I know that the Lions are really good, man. They're number one in the NFL in scoring offense. They average 33 points a game, second in total offense. We know our guy Aaron Glenn right there from Humble, Texas, is a really good defensive coordinator, but he's limited right now with a lot of his pieces are out and they're missing. They did a great job of covering that up against Minnesota, but if you think before that, And it wasn't a really good showing from the Detroit defense. I just think this is too many points. I think Detroit does win the game and, you know, does its thing and all of that. But I still think that Dan Quinn is able to keep this game within the numbers. Jaden Daniels, man, has a completion percentage of 72% and has 12 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. He's led 5 comeback wins, and he helped Washington crash into the playoffs with 3 fourth-quarter touchdown passes against the Eagles. This guy's been clutch since college. I've been following him a long time, and I like him a lot. I think he'll backdoor for us. So give me Washington plus 10. I don't think the Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels lose by double digits. They have an all season long.
Okay. So we got Washington plus 10. And where's the Texans game right now? What is it at? Is it 8.5, 9?
I caught it at 9. When it went to plus 9, minus 120, I jumped on it.
Plus 9, minus 120. You think the Texans – okay, what about Texans money line? Let's go.
It's in play. The problem we're going to have is now we got to overcome the officiating in Kansas City. We know that. Like, that's going to be the main thing we got to worry about with that. But can they muster enough offense as well? We know that the Texans defense is going to come to play. We didn't have our full defensive squad when we went there last time, and they still did a pretty good job of bottling up Mahomes. Mahomes hasn't turned over the ball since week 11, so he's protecting the ball more. He was throwing a lot of interceptions early. But I just trust D'Amico Ryans, man, in that defense. D'Amico has been a really good playoff defensive coordinator, you know, whether it's with the Texans or with the 49ers. And I think that he's in the lab drawing up some stuff that's going to give Mahomes some problems. We know that Andy Reid is great. He's going to have some great counter plays to go against this great rush that we have with the defense. But also look at the defensive backs, man. The defensive backs rank the highest in the league right now for the Texans. And what do you have at receiver for Kansas City? Are you going to trust Agent Hopkins? I'm sure he can get up some for the game, but he's not the guy he was when he was in Houston, man. And you know what, Xavier Worthy, he doesn't even know how to run the right route. So it'll be Kelsey. So they have to figure out a way to take Travis Kelsey out and slow him down. Another thing, I was impressed by Bobby Slowick doing that new way. Man, Glass kind of tweeted about it with the quick pass game where he was getting CJ on his platform fast. I think Nico Collins has a big game. I think he goes over 80 yards receiving. I think they figure out a way to highlight him and get him the ball to keep them in the game. Joe Mixon's banged up, but he's a warrior. He'll be ready to play. 9 points too much against a defense like the Texans that are playing with a lot of confidence. And most of all, we got the media that's really talking crazy about the Texans, kind of like we saw last week with the Chargers game. There's no respect anywhere. No one believes the Texans can compete. And Nick Wright is really making it easy on us by saying that the game will be over by halftime. All he's doing is giving bulletin board material to those guys.
Oh.
Man,
that's because Rex Ryan got so much.
And Nick's from Kansas City. So it's just, but yeah, Rex got so much love that Nick is like, hey, let me get a little taste. You know what? I do. Somebody brought this up. I know Lamar Jackson had a good game, but if you take a look at this, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Tua, and
Jared Goff,
all
worst
four
games of the season.
Games of the season. They're close to the worst.
Yeah. What do you – okay, before you go, what do you think of the Rams game? I like the Rams.
I've been wrestling with that game, John. I lean the Rams, but I probably go – and you know, guys know I hate playing totals. They never go my way. That's why I don't really plan. But just from running my system, it says it's going under. Because the Rams have a really good defense as well. They're young, but they've been playing good. They were allowing less than 10 points like the last four games of the season. I don't count the last one because they set out some guys in the final week. But besides that, that defense behind Jared Verse leading them as a rookie has been really, really good. Their coordinator, Shula, I guess he's Don Shula's grandson or something like that, right, Chris Shula? He's doing a really good job over there with getting him in position. So I would lean on that game, John, to the under because it's super low, 44, and you're thinking about a McVay team, that's really low. The books are putting a carrot out there for people because you think offense with both of these teams, but both of them are really good defensive team. I do think McVay can keep it within the number, though. He's smart enough, too. But, man, they got to watch that run game for Philadelphia.
Yeah. If they can shut down Saquon, I think it's going to be pretty easy for them. I like the Rams. I like That's one of my favorites this week. But
I like
everybody.
What about you guys? Y'all like Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that game at all.
I don't know about that. I actually think the Ravens – I feel like the Ravens are playing more consistently on both sides of the ball.
That's a tough game.
And I kind of like the Ravens. Okay.
Me and fans both, I like the Ravens, man. I think that with the conditions, people think it's going to favor Baltimore, Buffalo, but I think it'll favor Baltimore, man. They've been mowing it. The line for Buffalo is very small. They're not a big team on the defensive line.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore can push them around a little bit. But, John, you're right. I won't be betting it. I'll be watching it. It'll just be a good watch, but I just like the Ravens in that one.
Well, it's really a tough week for the NFL competing heads up with the Cabo Cup. So this is – this. Everybody's interest is over here, but you know what? The NFL, we'll see if it can survive.
And the Cabo Cup and the National Championship.
Right. Cabo Cup's over on Saturday, so the National Championship's
over. Oh, good for
that's
the Sunday
game.
That's
what I haven't broke down yet, guys. I haven't broke down who's going to win a National Championship.
Yeah.
I'm leaning toward Notre Dame with the points because I think Marcus Freeman, Ohio State guy, he'll be able to rally the troops. And another thing, he's really good with his schematics, so I think that they'll be ready. They won't. Texas just gave that game away. That game ticked me off. I need to text you about that game, Lance. I haven't gave you all my thoughts on it. That game really ticked me off. They knocked me out the first half and the game covering. Texas should have damn near won the game, man. I don't understand why Sark is so
screen pass at the end of the half, either you loved it or you hated it. Okay, and I've heard both sides of it, but what a ridiculous play.
How can you give that
at
up?
The end of the half. That's
how can
so
you give
sad.
That up?
It
was just a give
up
play. It was just. Yeah, they're just saying, let's get it in space and see if something happens. Magical.
And look what happened.
And it turns. Do you guys see the picture? I don't know if you guys saw the picture, but they have a wide shot, and it shows as Travion Henderson is starting to run, it shows whoever's. It wasn't Sark, it was someone else, is laying face down on the sideline like they just collapsed to the ground when they saw what was unfolding. It's the craziest picture I've ever seen where somebody at Texas was literally collapsed on the ground in the white part of the field because they saw what was happening, and they just cratered. I think I'll send you guys the text to find it.
We got to break it. We're going to pump up the Texans next. So, 5-star, we appreciate it. 5-star likes them. The plus the 9. Let's go, Texans. We're going to pump them up next. 713-780-3776. If you don't pump them up, if you don't get in here, this is on you, okay? If they don't win, it's on you because you didn't pump them up. Get in here now. 713-780-3776. 5-star in Vegas, at 5-star in Vegas. Follow him on Twitter. As always, 5-star, we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, guys. You enjoy football, man.
We got to talk right now about Jim Fiume over at Gulf Coast Windows. We got to go into the weekend now. Your windows, I don't know. You know what? Go buy them. Well, you're going to find out, okay, is it colder by your windows? Okay, so that heat is escaping that you're putting in your house, okay? If it's colder near your windows. Now, most of the time it's really, really hot. And if it's hotter by your windows, that means that air conditioning that you're running 24/7 during the summer is escaping through your windows. You're losing money. Well, get a better window. A better window is the answer. A better window is, and if you're, okay, even if you're not near and you got all these noises that you're hearing outside, you know what? You got a flimsy window. That's, first of all, the privacy. Nope, got no privacy because you can hear everything in the street. You got no security because they're really flimsy windows. The bad guys get in. They're no problem whatsoever. You're not adding any value to your home because your windows suck. Okay? Jim Fiume solves all that. One fell swoop. When you give him a call, 713-849-5454, 713-849-5454, Jim Fiume will show you windows that are going to be better, doors that are going to be better, that are going to improve the value of your home, the security, the privacy, all of it. And economically, you're going to save money in the long run. So you want the best window? There's one place to go. GulfCoastWindows.com. That's GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Now is the time for you to do your part, okay? 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to pump the Texans up to get ready. And if you don't, you're sitting there in your car and you're just not even picking up your phone, then just blame yourself for this. Just blame yourself if it doesn't work out. Because, Lance, you know the NFL is fixed if the Texans don't win, right?
That's what I heard. Yeah. Twitch had said the only way they're going to know if the league is actually not rigged is if the Texans win. If they allow the Texans to win. Now, are the Texans an 8.5, 9-point underdog? Sure. But is Dell making every second? You'd be miserable if you're here, because any time we try to compliment the Texans, it's all that defense doesn't travel. That defense doesn't travel. This defense doesn't do any good on the road. Dell's decided that it's impossible for this team to slow down.
Didn't say it was impossible.
The lackluster Chiefs offense on a sheet of ice, no less. Possibly, if we get unexpected rain.
Just telling you, the Texans defense, as dominant, if you want to use that word, or disruptive as they are at home against the best quarterbacks in the game, hasn't really translated even against average quarterbacks on the road. They've been fine, but they haven't been to the level they've played at home. Hopefully it happens on Saturday afternoon. I'm just telling you, it's been a little different on the road this year.
That doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter in these conditions. It's 10 degrees for everybody, okay? 10 degrees.
That's usually how it works. The cold weather dome team usually fares just the same as the team who plays in the elements.
Correct.
That's how historically it's always gone.
Historically,
50-50, right, these games usually are?
Yeah. Historically, warm weather teams that play in domes go to cold weather places, and it's just fine. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Historically. But you've never seen a defense like this before, though, Dell. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, a defense who's about 11th to 12th in points given up. Yeah, I've never seen a defense like
never
that.
Never seen anything like this. Nope. And how about the takeaways? Oh,
you forgot about that.
I didn't forget
about it. I just don't think it'll. Now, the question is immovable object versus unstoppable, whatever the hell it is. Pat Mahomes never turns the ball over in this round against a defense who makes quarterbacks turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Which way does that go? If it goes the Texans way, they got a real shot.
Goes the Texans way. Well, let's stop fooling around. Let's go. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. That nothing gets you more pumped up than this.
Well, it's finally here. I've been waiting all day.
All week.
To get things going.
Yep.
And I still don't know the words after all these years.
Yeah, you don't.
Listen closer.
Here we come to rip things up.
Let your moves baby, come
now. Are we pumping it up? Are you getting pumped up, John?
Are you kidding?
Is he getting pumped up in Cabo?
You have to get pumped up when you're listening to this.
Wake up the hell.
It's football time in Houston.
It does not get any better than that, okay? But we got to pump a jam, okay? That's what we got to do, because we're pumping this team up, and that's historically, that's what we do. So if you're looking for a win tomorrow, you got one thing to do, and that's call this show right now. 713-780-3776. Humble Bobby Slowick is going to start us when Dell gets it going here.
The music's playing.
Oh, I can't hear. Okay. Yeah. There it is. There's the music. Pump it up. Pump a jam. And here's Humble Bobby Slowick. Humble Bobby Slowick, pump it up.
That's right, fellas. I'm back again this week, a little less humble after, my called fumble rooskies, all of my head coaching interviews. But you know what? We're headed into an Arctic freeze this week, and that's okay. I'm going to dial up another 7 to 10 bubble screens, some runs on first and second down, And I'm going to give Spagnola and Andy Reid their own dose of a little Arctic D's. D's, baby, let's go, Texans.
That's it.
Going to dial up some first and second down runs.
Cocky Bobby Slowick better than humble Bobby
Slowick. Slowick got off a wide receiver screen that went for more than 6 yards last week.
Yeah, how about that? And now, about that?
Where was Twitter then?
Yeah. How'd you tout that taste, Twitter?
Did anyone thank him for his service?
No.
I don't think so.
No. No. All right. Who's next, Del?
We go from humble Bobby Slowick to Mito. Mito pump it up.
Hey, man, pump it up, baby. Texans gonna win 35-21. CJ Stroud guaranteed 2 touchdowns he's gonna run in. And they're gonna say, oh, the Texans are cold, it's too cold. What's gonna warm us up is that Jezebel Taylor Swift tears when we're whipping the boyfriend's ass on that field. And there's arrowheads, y'all can show them arrowheads right up where the sun don't shine, baby. Texans, pump it up, baby.
Let's go. You see, that's how you pump it up.
That's a pump up.
That is pumping it up.
14-point win and an over, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. And he called Taylor Swift a Jezebel.
Yeah.
He mentioned her tears.
And her tears are going to warm it up.
Arrowheads. They could shove arrowheads somewhere, which would cut you badly, by the way.
Yeah, right.
The nature of the arrowhead is to pull it out is going to cause a lot of damage.
I watch American Primeval. Those arrows being pulled out look like they hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. No. Don't even.
That's a good pump up. That's better than humble Bobby Slowick. Where, hey guys,
I'm gonna run it on first and second.
Seven bubble screens. He did drop a these nuts, which is nice.
Yeah, he did. Who's next, Al?
Let's go with Dave. Dave, pump it up.
Dave, pump it up. Let's go.
What up, guys? Good morning. You know, I was there for that game in December. We had a good game going all the way up until the third quarter. When, Dell went down and everybody just lost focus. But this game we're going in, we're going to do it for Tank Dell. Everybody's talking about the weather. Man, it doesn't matter about the weather when this defense is coming on fire after that explosive performance against the Chargers. You know, and everybody's putting these Chiefs on a pedestal like they're some sort of gods, like they can do it. They're going to three-peat. They're a bunch of false idols. These righteous men of the Texans are going to come in and take them boys down.
Thank you.
So let the naysayers know that the Bulls are coming to swarm on the Kansas City parade. Pump it up, boys.
Pump it up. That's what I'm talking about. Do not worship false gods like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Did he just let a naysayer know?
He did say let the naysayers know.
Let the naysayers know.
I don't know if he said it ironically just did it that way. If he did it Jalen Milroe style or just his way.
And are people worshiping false idols like the Chiefs?
I think so.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's on TV every other second along with his brother.
Yep.
Pat Mahomes, every time I look through Twitter, there's some tweet about Pat. How did Pat Mahomes win? And I'm like, why
I'm
is this keep getting promoted?
I'm
false idols?
Yeah.
And he called righteous men are going to. That got me a little pumped up when he called the Texans righteous men.
Righteous men. That's right.
Ooh. Now, is that going to travel, Dell? When you got a team full of righteous men?
I think it depends on who's your god, because the leader of their defense is, Aziz.
No, Will Anderson's the leader.
Yeah.
Not according to D'Amico.
Will Anderson. I don't care what D'Amico says. I know that team better than him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, who's next, Dell?
We go to Sean. Sean, pump it up.
Sean, pump it up. Let's go.
Hey, we got CJ Stroud. What? Will Anderson. What? Nico Collins.
What?
What? Lulings Barbecue.
What?
What?
Lulings Barbecue.
What?
What?
We got everything. We got everything this Saturday. We own 3:30 on Saturday, baby.
We do own 3:30 on Saturdays.
That is our home.
That's our home. No.
That's like try messing with the Astros at 2:30 on a Tuesday.
Yeah, 3:30 on Saturday. 3:30 on Saturday is our
bitch. You play the Astros at 2:30 on a Tuesday
in
the first round, you're going to get your ass worked.
Definitely.
That's right. Try it sometime, okay? Who's next, Al?
Mailman Dave. Pump it up.
Mailman Dave, let's go.
Oh, yes.
What?
It's me again. I'm back this week. It looks like you guys have another package. It's slightly larger than last week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's titled to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. We're going to have to bring it up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like? I accidentally opened the package.
Yeah, if it's been open.
Would you like to know what it is?
We probably shouldn't, but yeah, tell us what's in it.
Okay, it's actually for the Chiefs, and it's not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What about the guy who used to take burnt end barbecue and throw it on the ground?
Yeah.
And whatever your city was known for, he would do something terrible to it.
When we played Seattle, the Mariners, he got Starbucks
and just threw it on the ground.
Yeah, threw it on the ground. That's what I thought that was. But I thought it was illegal to.
Well, this guy delivers nuts every week.
Federal offense to open someone else's mail.
It is.
The mailman's committing a felony?
If it was already opened.
Well, that's all right.
Okay.
All right. Because the Texans are going to commit a felony on them Chiefs on Saturday.
What type of felony, John?
Oh, it's going to be, assault. That's what it's going to be.
Physical assault. Yeah. It's probably going to be a misdemeanor, honestly.
Well, it could be a felony. The way they're going to handle that assault.
Bodily harm.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if it's going to rise to the standards of a felony, but we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what they do to Patrick Mahomes. We go to Underrated Mess. What? Pump it up.
Hungry dogs get fed. Linebackers flying around. Defense going to be all over. All pro, number 24, Stingley. He coming through. Time to be legendary. Felty ass. 31-17 Texas.
Swarm.
That's another Texans
first down. Good.
They'll play along. It's fun to do it.
I was confused because you're doing swarm, but they're in Kansas City, so they won't have that chant. So.
Yeah, but
we can say it if we go. I'm not going, but people who go can say, that's one guy can go, that's another Texans. And everyone else can go, first down.
Yeah, well, the
but
other
don't
two
do
people.
That in Philadelphia because you'll get called a DUC.
Wow.
You will. Yeah. I saw it on video. Know,
the evidence is there.
It is there. All right. Dell, who's pumping it up?
Well, we end the Pump It Up segment with Raphael. Raphael.
Come on, Raphael.
Raphael.
It could be Raphael Stone.
By the way, thank you for your service on Amen Thompson, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, you did great. Raphael is his name.
You're welcome. All right, here we go. Texas going to KC. We about to hold it down. Go smack Pat in the mouth. Take that crown. If we win this game, haters can't make a sound. All hail the king of the style. Shred them, Stroud. Shred them, Stroud.
Wow. We bumped it up.
I mean, that's great. I will take issue with if. He said if we win this game.
Oh, he did say if.
He did say if. When. The word is when.
Yeah. Everything else was good
Everything
about
else
it.
Was
That's
good,
the way to pump it up.
He had like four bars.
Yeah.
And then he referenced Shred 'em Stroud. And then you had the music underneath it.
I mean, he had it all. He had it all. That's a great way to finish it up.
He was at 97. You got it. 100% is win. When we win.
Yeah, when we win. Yeah. Saying 31-17, giving your score prediction where – two guys had a two-touchdown score prediction. Honestly, if you're a betting man, you almost have to fire on Texans' money line. I'd say parlay it with the over based on the pump it up.
Well, you're a betting man. Are you doing that?
What kind of odds would you get on Texans? What kind of odds would you get on Texans minus -8? I mean, talk about. Yeah, that's right.
You put me in cough mode.
Turn the tables on them. Turn the tables on them.
That's called an alternate line.
That is an alternate.
I don't know what you would get for that, but it'd be a lot.
A lot. All right.
Let's see if I can find it.
Nice job. It means the Texans are going to win. You guys did it. You brought it. We appreciate it. Okay. And those of you that sat by and watched, okay, stop. Next time, you got to pump it up. Okay. Don't be a cuck. Get in here.
We didn't have to say that.
I mean,
that's not what that is.
Well, he just said sit there and watch instead of participating.
When you said sit there and watch, we all got what you were going for. You didn't have to just hammer it home.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not – that was too much.
Yeah, wow.
You do too much.
It's almost the end of the show.
Yeah.
Why don't you right now, Lance, talk a little Craig DeSurf?
Yeah, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I'm driving the Buick Enclave right now, and I had an Enclave one time when I had some – service being done to the vehicle about 5 years ago. and I really loved it. Really, really nice, larger SUV, seats seven, fits seven. Honestly, I could have gone with the Envision. I don't want to have that many kids in my car anymore right now, but that's fine. I got the seven, and it's in it, and it handles great, extremely smooth. Better gas mileage than I was getting with the Traverse, and I love the Traverse. The Buick Enclave is fantastic. The interior is updated. The 2025 interior is almost all on this digital dashboard, and they've got mood lighting in there that you can change the lighting, just a little something extra to play with. Sound system's great. Most importantly, it's a vehicle where you are getting great APR financing, or if you want to purchase or lease, they'll come up with whatever is right for you. The trade-in value is going to be top-notch. Let them work with you on whatever their programs are available. Maybe you want to wait until February and see what the new programs are that come in on the Buick side. Maybe you want to take a look right now at discounted vehicles that they are moving from the 2024 stack so that you can get even bigger discounts. It's just a matter of going online to GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com and starting the car buying experience. And when you're ready to get down to Angleton, they're going to take great care of you, I promise, like they've done for my family. All three of us have vehicles purchased from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to ChevyBuickGMC.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, quick one here. We are out of time, but a Florida art thief was wanted for escaping with a $21,000 sculpture in his pants. Is that a $21,000 sculpture, or are you just happy to see me? Do you think that you could get away with a $21,000 sculpture in your pants?
No, I think it's impossible.
I know. How stupid is that? It's like Jameis stealing crabs, right?
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't do that. A mom says her daughter was invited on a friend's family vacation, and when they got back, they got a huge bill from the parents. Do you think you should take a kid on vacation to make some money off them?
I mean, it's not the... Yeah, if you can make money off a kid, sure.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not a field trip. Like, field trips, you have to pay some of the costs. If you're taking a family friend on vacation, the assumption is...
That's free.
It's free. What are we doing?
Yeah, but in this era of NIL...
It's not NIL.
You should be able to make money off of... Your kid's name
kids. If you take a kid on vacation, you should pay for him.
You're in this era of NIL.
They
have to pay for their own name, image, and likeness.
A new study says parents really do have a favorite child, and it's usually a girl. Is that the case in your house, Lance?
Not right now.
Wow.
It has been in the past, but not right now.
Right. Gen Z, apparently. How old are Gen Zers?
Gen Z are like 24, like 60. So Snacks is Gen Z. It's 15, I think, to 28, something like that.
Yeah, it's around late 20s, early 30s.
Okay. A new study says Gen Zers are already suffering midlife crisis. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. They're the worst.
Yeah, they're the worst.
That's vapes.
Sean in here suffering a midlife crisis.
I noticed all the Gen Z I know aren't that bad. Like, my kids don't really do all the same Gen Z stuff. Some. Mape seems pretty normal.
Sure.
You're like an elder millennial, so you're kind
of... I'm not involved in
you're
them,
mean
with
a
them.
Little bit, but you also fuss
I'm
and
normal.
Complain. You don't fuss and complain that much. You just... You're really more like Breakfast Club. You're really more like Gen X, if you really want to know the truth.
An Arkansas man, can't be a worse person, had three puppies, and he tried to dump them at a car wash, put them in a box... And left him at the car wash. The one thing he did wrong was, well, the box had his name and address on it because it was a shipping label was attached to the box.
Yeah, that's the one thing the guy did wrong, who was putting a bunch of puppies in a box.
And abandoning a couple puppies. Hey, right. Man, all that, up until you use the wrong box, great. I'm down with.
Here's the problem.
His one mistake. His one mistake was, well, I forgot to take the label
I'd like
off.
To know if there's anyone in this country who hates dogs and Jalen Green more than you do.
Yeah, John.
The combo.
Well, he's not in this country, so.
I love Jalen Green. I'm the only one that's propping him up. Dell's like, six games.
It's now seven or eight.
Who's the other Jalen? Who's the other Jalen he was anti? He had two Jalens.
Jalen Milroe?
Petrie.
Jalen Petrie,
yeah. No. I forgot no, that
the
guy.
The question
even
you should
played.
Have asked is there anyone in the country of Mexico who hates Jalen Green more than John?
No.
Well, maybe. The combo of puppies and.
Puppies and Green. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. We're done. Texans by 21 tomorrow. Yeah.
Are you going to embarrass our? Are you going to embarrass this show again today with your performance of Cabo Cup? Or are you going to pull your head out?
I'm going to. No. Monday, I'm going to give you the recap. Everybody's going to be clamoring.
Are you going to start with that or start with the Texans game?
It's the lead, Cabo Cup, and then Texans.
There's a rumor.
So, guys, make sure you listen to Home of the Texans. Sean and Seth are going to be talking some Texans. But we if got, you like,
oh, but will they be talking Cabo
golf,
Cup?
Yeah,
no.
Cabo
if you
Cup.
Like off-brand golf that you can't watch or see.
There's a rumor that on the leaderboard is going to read John Granato WD on it.
Yep. No, there's no WD.
Everyone's thinking
I should have WD'd yesterday. That's how bad I played. But we got 1.5 points, so that's all that matters, right? Okay. We're done. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great Texans game, and watch it with a loved one. Because it is an historic, and you want to share it. You want to share it with a loved one. I want to share this with you. Game Day Men's Health. Hey, listen, I did my shot here this morning. They sent me with a shot now because today's my day where I get my testosterone shot. So guess what? I brought it with, did my shot this morning. I feel great, and I'm going to feel great because Game Day Men's Health has a plan for me. My plan is, you know, I want to stay as trim as I possibly can. That's what I want to do. The muscle stuff, if you're into that, then you know what? That's what you want to do. I want to make sure that I can stay, and they have a plan for me. They have peptides for me. The testosterone, the active, I want to stay active. I want to stay sharp. I want to do all of these things, and Game Day Men's Health has a plan for me. Game Day Men's Health is different than the other ones. Game Day Men's Health doesn't charge you for consultation. Game Day Men's Health has labs at every location. Game Day Men's Health just does about it. They have a plan for you to reach your goals, whatever your goals are. So if you're feeling sluggish, if you're not feeling yourself, or you've been with another company, and you know what? I tell you, it's just better. I was with another company for I don't know how many years, and I said, no, Game Day Men's Health is just better. So I am. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find a location nearest you, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bye, baby.